Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The Rangers have won three straight series for the first time this season. We're about 5 weeks into the year, give or take, into the baseball season, that is. What grade do you give the Rangers for the first 5 weeks of the season? And I realize
A++. They won the World Series. Everything's fine.
Okay, I'm glad that you said that because the very first grade I saw was 7 out of 10. We're going on a letter-based grade system for this.
So what, 7 out of 10
that's
is...
That's a C, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well...
Hold on. Are there 10 letters?
Is it? Or is it a C-?
How many letters are there?
26.
A...
Sure.
B.
Go ahead and count them out. I'm proud of you.
C.
That's correct.
D.
Okay, this is taking a little while.
And F. But I guess there's A plus, A minus. So now you gotta. So that was 5 times. It's 15. So there's 15 letters. So that should be 7 out of 15.
What?
I don't.
Or 11 out of 15.
Not entirely sure how we got there. So we don't need stars. We don't need a numerical grade. Give me a letter-based grade. And from the 254, C+. Thank you very much.
Kevin, I'm going to give him a pentagon.
Ooh, that's good. He went with shapes.
I don't even know what to do with that.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, which point on the pentagon? Because if there's five letter grades, I guess I'll go A. Never mind. I'm not doing that.
You almost did, though.
Yeah, I did. You're right. The MLB.com gave the Rangers, ESPN, gave the Rangers, I guess, kind of a lower grade than I would have guessed that they wouldn't have gotten. Now, this was a couple of days ago. This is where before they broke off their little winning streak, and this is when they were 15 and 14, but they got a C-. And I thought that was a little harsh, at least partially because of what I was just throwing out there with all the injuries. I think they've done pretty well dealing with that, but perhaps I'm in the minority, and maybe folks do think a C minus is about where the Rangers should be.
I wonder, because you said this from ESPN, correct?
Correct.
I wonder how much of that is like we have been comparing this Rangers team to their division, which makes sense, right? That
yeah.
That is where you try to win your division, and that is the first goal, and then you move that further on to other things. I wonder if that national perspective compares them across the league, where the record does not necessarily compare as favorably across the entirety of the league. And if you look, I mean, even across the AL and look at the teams that are doing well, as of right now, understanding the circumstances, all of that, you're still not looking like some of the best in the AL. And I wonder if that's what brings your grade down to a C.
They are tied for 7th best record in the American League. And I say best, even though knowing at that point you're like exactly in the middle. And 13th best in Major League Baseball. But as Reggie pointed out, this was a couple days ago. So this is before they won a few games in a row. And so you were lower on that and you were very much stuck in the middle. And maybe the argument is still that you're stuck in the middle. I think I would go more B minus. So I think I feel a lot better just because maybe you didn't expect Cody Bradford to be as good as he was to start. And then he was. And then you lost
him.
No,
he's not.
So what happened in his stead?
Well, because he's hurt.
You did pick up Michael Lorenzen. and he's been doing a good job. Yeah, but he's been doing a solid job so far. We were hoping that all of a sudden Max Scherzer was going to flout all medical science and get back quicker than we thought, and maybe he still will, but he had a setback. In the meantime, what have you seen from John Gray? He's been freaking outstanding. Wyatt Langford hasn't lived up to the hype. Let's be honest, Evan Carter hasn't lived up to our expectations or hype either. And what's happened in his stead? Josh Smith has actually been a really go-to guy for the Rangers. Nathaniel Lowe, he gets hurt. What happens? As soon as he comes back, he makes an impact again. Josh Young looks like he's going to be our best bat, at least to start the season. I realize long-term, probably not. But then he gets hurt almost immediately. Corey Seager looks like he's still not 100%. It has been struggling by Corey Seager standards. And yet, you still find yourself 3 games above 500, half game out of the division lead, and not too bad.
It is kind of weird. Somebody did say trapezoid for sure. That's good Adam call. In Arlington. Good appreciate call. That one. Yeah. Kevin seems upset. Are you making a list of people? Is that what you're doing over
no,
here?
No, I'm not Richard Nixon.
Okay. Well, I mean, there was a wrestler.
Does trapezoid have four sides always? Is that a stupid question? I feel like that's
it is
stupid
a stupid question.
Question,
and thank you for asking.
What was the answer?
Yes.
All right. I was hoping he would be like, I don't have the answer, but I appreciate the fact that he was so confident. So this is the part of being a fan for a team more than 1 year. Because last year that's I did feel point. Like the excitement of Jacob deGrom's here and Corey Seager, like this is their chance, Bruce Bochy. I felt like every game during the regular season was must watch, must win. Like all these emotions were riding throughout baseball season. And Kevin, I'll be very honest too. The new rules, I was having more fun watching baseball last year.
Agreed.
Than I've had in decades. And so but then this year, after winning a championship, I'm like, let's come out of the gate hot. Let's go on a 700-game winning streak, and it'll never end. But this is a reality. Like, this is the reality of being a fan for a team over, you know, over decades and also multiple years in a row. This team now is going through what teams go through. They're having like last year they were in injury, not injury prone as much, but they were able to withstand it pretty easier, except for when Josh Young was out. And was it they lost 14 games or something without him? It was miserable. They lost more games without him, and then they went on and won like 14 of something when he came back. Anyway,
making this number up,
yeah.
Okay,
I don't know why I keep going with 14 either. I feel like that's a weird, obscure number that I'm throwing out, but to get to my point. B minus is where I am, and I feel like that. I feel like that's safe because, again, all the things you just listed off, and they're right there in the mix. I can't be too mad at them because they're not losing what makes them, and that's the spirit in that clubhouse that goes out there and keeps battling.
Can I ask you guys something then? How much, if at all, have you gotten more positive in the last 2 days? And the reason why I bring up specifically the last 2 days is because you were going up against Kansas City. We talked about this going into the series. Bobby Witt Jr. has been playing phenomenal. Obviously, I know he didn't pitch there, but we're all familiar with how well Cole Reagans has been doing. They had an excellent record, and then you got worked in game one. And it's like, oh, man, that is not what you want to see. But then Saturday, you whip the bejesus out of them. And if we can go and fire off cut number four, because for most of the day, yesterday looked like it was going to end up being a loss with the offense struggling again for so long. But then you get a run in the eighth, ninth, tenth. You end up winning this thing in extra innings.
And the pitch is hit high into the air, right field. To his right, Adolis Garcia. He's there. He's got it. And this ball game is over. The Rangers rally for single runs in the eighth, ninth, and tenth to register a come-from-behind 3-2 win in 10.
And so I'm curious if that changed anyone's opinion just for two games, but you did go on the road and pick up a series that, at least after the series started on Friday, I was not feeling super jazzed about.
Why not?
Because, like I said, you got worked, and they look like they've been the better team than you this year, so I was concerned. So
everything's changed.
I'm not saying everything has changed, but I feel a lot better after those last 2 days, and I think it feeds into... This is a heck of a resilient team, man.
Yes.
They showed to be resilient last year, and this year, whether it's in-game, in-season, they look resilient again.
I appreciate the resilience, but I have a question. Am I entitled? because this has not felt as fun to start as I was expecting coming in with a championship team with the capabilities that we knew that this offense was supposed to have and all these things. It feels like it's been less fun baseball to watch by and large for me.
Let me ask you a question specifically about that. I'm really glad that you brought that
up.
Let's say the Rangers are still 19-16 and Kirby Yates looks and Jonathan Hernandez, I know he just came back, but he looks meh. Some of your other acquisitions look meh and your bullpen looks meh again. But Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford are smashing the ball and are clearly the two favorites for Rookie of the Year. But you're in the exact same spot record-wise. Do you think you'd feel like it was more fun?
Having a blast.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Which is weird, right? Because it makes no actual difference in terms of where you are.
But it's less sexy that way.
No, you're right. Because who have been the two showouts we were hoping for that are new to the club, or newer to the club? Wyatt Langford and Evan Carter.
Yes.
Who has it actually been? Kirby Yates and David Robertson. Boring.
Yeah.
Unless you saw this team last year.
I need sexy. I need the sexy things to happen.
Do you need it back?
No. I mean, because I feel like there is still some sexy already.
Okay.
Now, it's not like sexy just left. But I feel like I just need these sexy things in order to be more happy with the way things are going.
I mean, who amongst us, right?
That's a good point.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That is a very good point. I'm going to go back to some of these grades, but I'm also now stumped by this person from the 214. When I said we're not doing number grades, we're doing letter grades. They said 7 of 10, and then they changed it and said, fine, B minus.
That's a letter grade.
It is, but 7 out of 10 would not be a B minus.
I feel like it's pretty close.
It's not. It's a 70.
But again, if you're like comparing it to the number system, there's only 5, so there's 10. So I guess it would still be...
What? All right. From the 254, you're just trying to confuse me. C+. From the 682, C+. They were failing, but they turned their assignments in right on time. So they got up to a C+. Man, that's like my kid.
Resilience, the word that Bochy used all year last year.
Yes.
And I felt like early in the season, they, I don't know if they slacked on the resiliency or maybe they were just kind of a little stunned by the fact that they got hit with some things that they were. The Josh Young thing, I think, was an immediate, like, dadgum, man. Because that team has, he has a lot of energy. I love whenever he or Adolis hits a home run and then him and Josh Young are doing their thing. So, yeah, Kevin, that part of the resiliency, maybe sometimes it just took them to kind of get to a point where you're like, oh, we do need to start fighting back a little bit, understanding how long the season really is. Because it's a grind, and you got to be there for it all.
And that's an interesting dynamic when comparing these two texts from the 254. Injury bug is good to have now rather than later. We're going to get back to that in a second. And the 817, B+, until all the injuries come back. And that's where I think I struggle with it. If you could tell me that in each season, for each team, there was going to be a finite amount of players missed or games missed, I'd be like, hell yeah, knock it all out right now. But then that goes off the assumption that, like, Josh Young won't come back and have another freak thing and he'll get hurt again. Or Max Scherzer won't be ready to go and have another setback that's going to put him back on the DL. Like, I hope those people are right and you've knocked out the bulk of your injury problems now. But you just can't guarantee that, especially since, and I realize it's for different reasons, but Josh Young has shown that he will go on the injured list. Max Scherzer has struggled to stay healthy since he got here. Like, the players we're talking about sometimes, Nathan Eovaldi, with the exception of 2021, he's been on the injured list at least once every single year. The players that we're talking about, they go on the injured list as of late.
But Kevin, if there's anything college football's taught me,
what are you doing?
You want to lose your big game early in the season, not late in the season.
Wait, do you think there's a poll that's dictating these things?
I mean, there's a very real understanding that if you lose early in the season in college football, you can make it back up.
We do power rankings every week. Yeah. He might have a point
late
there.
In the season, everybody's like, oh, hold on. So if you're going to lose injuries, Kevin, you want to lose them early in the season so that the voting committee will not hold that against you later in the year.
Which voting committee?
From exactly. The...
What?
I guess us.
Angel Hernandez.
Oh, no. From the 97... He would give someone an E and think it was legit grade. From the 979, B-, same from the 817, same from the 214, but they said B- in a C- division. From the 214, I give them a C+. And so you've seen a lot of these grades have kind of circulated in that C- to B- range. And so I think that's probably fair to Reggie's original point in terms of, are you having as much fun? And maybe this team is not as good as you would think. And I get that on the surface, but just seeing all the problems they've already had, 19 and 16 is better than I would have guessed. If you would have told me, like, the wins of all of these injuries, I think I might have said 16 and 19.
I think, though, the other thing to add to it is, more than ever in my history of being a Rangers fan, do I think they can come out of it. Whatever funk, if any funk ever happens, I feel like because of Bochy and what they've built now, I feel like they can get, I don't feel like you're just going to be in a lull where it goes into kind of even what we saw late in the season last year and you can never get it back. I feel like because of Bochy and the expectations he has, the demand, he doesn't demand in the wrong way. He demands in the right way. But because of that demand, I feel like even in the down times, you're closer to the good times than you are in the dumps. Does that make sense?
I think so. And one of the things I guess I didn't ask you guys to factor in, this is fair from the 817, I don't get positive about the Rangers because Kevin wants them to lose all the time.
That's true.
Do you factor in that I clearly forced them to lose last Wednesday and Friday to make the playoff fates go our way?
No, you didn't force anything. Look, the Rangers lost on Friday. Guess what happened? The Stars lost. And so you tried to force us. Bobby Corral is on our show, and he's like, you know what, Kevin, I guess you got a point. I'm like, no, Bobby. And he's like, well, I guess you guys do need something to talk about, kind of like Will McClay said. And I was like, what? But then he was like, let's go kick some ass, man.
Yeah, because, Kevin, if you had the ability to make them win, wouldn't you just have them win all the time?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Do you really love
you
him?
You jerk.
That's too much to ask. You have to be reasonable.
Who says?
The sports agnostic. I feel like we set this up already.
Joe Montana, undefeated in Super Bowls.
Ooh.
But you're like, here you are, like, oh, it would be too, whatever word you use.
I hear what you're saying, Corey.
Agnostic.
But allow me to present one more thing for your consideration real quick.
I feel like I'm about to be more mad at you.
That's correct.
That's fine. You can be whatever you want to be. Just be prepared.
Oh, that's oddly uplifting.
Tuesday.
I became a radio host because my grandma told me that.
April the 23rd. The Texas Rangers lose 4-0 to the Seattle Mariners. The Dallas Mavericks are victorious for the first time this postseason. Friday, April 26th.
1992. There was a ride on. Oh, never mind. Back.
Don't worry about it. The Rangers actually won that time. But then they lost the other two. So the Rangers are 1-3 on days where the Mavericks win playoff games. Just want you to think about what is important to you and how this is all going to work.
For everybody out there, are you hearing this BS from him right now?
What? I didn't make it happen.
Pure nonsense.
You're saying you made it happen.
No, no, no. I just said I know it's going to happen. I can't control the outcome.
Are you a soothsayer?
You control the outcome.
What?
I just dictate it to you. Like, I provide you the information.
You love being the dictator.
Poor potato.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.